Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on Tan Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
All right, it's your second hour of the number one entertainment show in the Tampa Bay area, Hollywood Connections. Here's your host, the lady with all the connections, Dawn Reese.
Hi, and welcome back to Hollywood Connections. I am Dawn Reese, your Hollywood entertainment reporter, to get you connected into show business. Again, I don't promise anything. I open the door of opportunity, and it's up to you and your talent. Let me put on the phone right now. I know we have a special VIP guest. I'm so excited to have her back, actually here on the air with us. And Forbes Riley, are you there?
And the crowd goes wild, and Forbes Riley comes into the room.
That's right. That was just for you.
Thank you. I love that. I feel like a football cheerleader now.
Forbes Riley.
Oh, man. I love you guys. All right. Let's have some fun.
Yes. So, Forbes, you are having a major event coming up the 27th and 28th called tell everybody about it first. It's your event.
It is called the $100,000 Handshake. So let me ask a question, guys. First of all, do you guys know who Forbes Riley is? I think you go, wait, I heard her voice, because I've done 144 infomercials. The most famous one was probably the Jack LaLanne power juicer that you saw late at night.
Yep.
But I've worked with Montel Williams and George Foreman and Kim Kardashian, and the list goes on, and the guys from Shark Tank. And I made a living really being able to grab people's attention quickly. Well, the funny thing about that, I think you guys may not know, but I'm a little shy. Now, however I sound on the radio or look on television, I'm a bit of an introvert. And when I'm in a social setting, I don't drink, at least not nearly enough.
That's a good one. I like that.
And so I kind of developed some techniques for myself. And one of them was literally being able to say my name. Do you ever go to a party and you forget somebody's name when they say it? And you're like, oh, my God, what is that person's name? They say, hi, my name is Peter, nice to meet you. And I'm like, oh, my God, there's no money in nice to meet you. Well, when you go to an event or your network, the idea is you want to shake somebody's hand and form a relationship, get some rapport. And I said, you know, if you can slow down for a second and actually say your name so it sticks in somebody's head, they like you better. So, for example, I will say, hi, my name is Forbes Riley, Forbes as in the magazine. Now, why do I say that? Because Forbes is an unusual name. Most people didn't even hear it the first time. But then I also just put success into your brain. Now, I did this exercise with Miss Dawn yesterday. but listen to the difference.
Yes.
So, Dawn, when I said to you, yeah, do what you did yesterday, I said, so, hey, what's your name?
Hi, I'm Dawn Reese.
Like the?
Well, I said, you know, I have to explain this. I went to comedy school, and they said word association. People would walk down the aisle.
I don't want to hear all that. Just tell me your name. Sorry,
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups and Dawn Dishwashing Liquid. So, you came up with...
She basically said, hi, my name is Dawn, like the dishwashing soap. I said, really?
Yes, and they could be potential sponsors, Forbes.
No, it's terrible. I said, no, actually, she said, hi, my name is Dawn, like the dishwashing soap, Reese like pieces. And I said, oh, great, so you're dirty and fat. That's all that reminds me of. And I said, Dawn, come on, first of all, hi, I'm Dawn, like the beginning of a new day. You know, one of the things that I do is I put things together. My last name is Reese, like, you know, like peanut butter and chocolate. And if those two things great together, I'm the world's greatest connection maker.
There you go.
Wait a second. All of a sudden, Dawn Reese means something to me. She's like the start of a new day. She's a rising sunset. You put that in somebody's head for the purpose of establishing who you are in there. And you have that ability, and most people blow it. They don't even think it's available to them.
But you know what's really cool, Forbes? I even had a couple months ago, I have a logo that I even put up. It says Dawn of a New Day. So I had that. So I'll have to put that back up, which is true.
Well, see, here's the thing. I think in person, we're so busy that we don't even take that one moment. Now, the second thing, and this is where the money is, guys, what's the next thing somebody asks you when they meet you?
Hi, how are you?
How are you doing today?
Nobody cares how you're doing. I don't really care how you're doing. What do you? We go to different parties.
Yeah,
mine have clothes on when they're there. sorry, I'm just kidding. I heard about you guys. I heard a lot about you guys. So the next thing people usually ask is, what do you do for a living? What do you do? What do you do, right? So
right.
Most people will say, I'm a vet, I'm a digital marketer, I'm a this, I'm a... Here's my personal opinion. I don't really care, or I don't think people care what you do. I think they care what you can do for them. Mm-hmm. And when you make that happen, you make money. Remember, I'm talking about the $100,000 handshake here. I'm not talking about, hi, how you doing, let's talk about the Mets thing.
Right.
I'm all about, I don't have a lot of time on this planet. I would like to know you for a certain reason. And again, This is just me, but it seems to work very effectively. So ask me what I do.
Forbes, Riley, what do you do?
Well, you know, when I was little, it's so funny that you should ask me that question. I loved animals, and I used to take care of cats and dogs and pigs. And I'm sorry, you asked what I do. I'm a veterinarian. Ask me again.
Forbes, Riley, what do you do?
I'm a vet. Which person do you like better?
I like the one that expounds on what she's saying.
Right. Now, by the way, that's the 150,000th time I've told that story, but it kind of sounded maybe like the first time. Because I told this particular person, I said, look, you want to have this moment. You want to give me a piece of your personality because you're amazing at what you do. And if you just say a vet, the conversation doesn't go where you want it to go. So everybody, and I've done this with everyone, nobody seems to get it right the first time. It doesn't matter. Give me an occupation. I'll give you the answer.
Flight attendant.
Well, now, here's an interesting thing, too. I think maybe I want to be more focused on entrepreneurs, because when you meet people, you have an ability to establish a relationship to make money. A flight attendant, nice that, you know, that she does what she does, but she can't make any more money if you go on her airline, necessarily.
That's true.
So give me an entrepreneurial venture. Hey, so what would that be?
A flight attendant with other jobs? I've met them. I've been one. They've had real estate careers. No, Peter, you give her that answer. Go for it.
I'm Peter Blake. I'm host of the only FM sports talk show in the Tampa Bay area on Saturday afternoons from 3 to 5, The Sports Web. Bring your passion. Bring your excitement. Just don't bring any nonsense. It's nice to meet you, Forbes.
Okay. So, I have no idea what you said. I know that you're loud. I know that you're on the radio, and I have no idea how I can benefit from that.
Okay.
I'm not joking about that.
Okay.
So, if you said all that, you would overwhelm somebody. My question is, because you might be on the lookout for great guests on your show, right?
Yes.
Yeah, he has his own sports show.
But you don't get that by kind of yelling at them.
Very true.
So here's the thing. So ask me what I do. Now, you guys know, I am an infomercial host, and I've been in movies and television. I've sold $2.5 billion with a B, $1 billion worth of products on television, on home shopping. I own my own television studio. I have books. But ask me, this is the only thing I say when I go to a party. I'll tell you why. If I tell you I'm a television host, you go, well, yay, that's nice for you. What shows are you on? I start telling you, and it's kind of this boring, you can't hire me, so why am I spending my time telling you this? Here's what I do. Go ahead, ask me what I do for real.
All right, go ahead. You ask Forbes. Say hi to Forbes.
Hi, Forbes. I'm Debbie. What do you do for a living?
Well, I created the greatest fitness product on the planet. It's in my pocketbook. You want to see it?
Sure.
Yes, and I got a yes. That's the secret to making money. I will tell you, I'm going to put a little Spin Gym in your hands. It's a fitness product that I created. And in about 90 seconds, I will guarantee 9 out of 10 times you're going to give me $30 at a party, in a sauna, on a bus, on a plane. Wait a second, Forbes. Wait, well, what did you just do? Well, I made money at a relationship that I just started.
That depends on the product.
Well, in this particular case, by the way, this was not the easiest thing to create. But have you ever seen a Spin Gym? Okay, so
no.
I'm going to encourage your audience right now, go online, look up these two words together, S-P-I-N-G-Y-M. For the last 7 years, I created the most amazing fitness product. I've sold 2 million of these. You've seen it on home shopping. In fact, I'll be on home shopping on the 27th. You can certainly get it online, and maybe if you mention that you heard me on the show, I'll give you guys a discount.
Ooh.
Very nice.
But one of the reasons I do this is because now I can have fun with you at a party, and you've given me money. Do you see how all the other things don't necessarily matter?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, why are you meeting somebody? What is it that you're doing? So if you're on a radio show and you say, hey, I'm always looking for great guests. Hey, you know what? I'm Peter Blake, and I've got to tell you, I love sports. You like sports? Absolutely. If people listen, and somehow you get them to actually want to listen to a recording at that moment. That's kind of how engaged I would get, as opposed to yelling at them about what you do.
Makes sense, yeah.
You know, hey, who's your favorite sports guy? You know what? I did an interview with somebody like that. Can I send that interview to you? Give me your email. Let's exchange emails right now.
Nice. Okay.
So that's what I'm talking about, $100,000 handshake. If you're in the business of connecting to other human beings and making money or generating money or doing, I mean, I have a process. I have one of my business partners. She wrote a program where if you answer 58 questions, it will spit out your personal memoir book in about 2 hours.
Ooh.
Do any of you have a book?
I don't.
All right, you should. Here's the crazy thing. I'll bet you have a story to tell. I'll bet you could sit for the next 3 years and try to figure out how to write it. What if I told you I have a link, and for under $100, you can have a book written in a day.
Wow.
Just by answering questions, and it sounds a lot like you, and you can put it up on Amazon, and you can actually generate money from your life story or maybe you do something better than anyone else. Maybe you have something tragic and you want to help somebody else through it. There's so many things nowadays that you can do to generate money online. My daughter, I've got a 14-year-old daughter. I have twins, actually. But my daughter just got a $10,000 scholarship to a tech camp in Arizona. She is building stores for people.
Wow.
Online, e-commerce stores. We built our store on Friday. We made $122 by Sunday. Did we get rich? No, but we made $122 online. Mm. I said, I have this goofy idea. She said, Mom, I'll build it for you, and we did. I've got a woman that she worked with that made $700,000 in 6 months. You want to know what's going on in the world because you can make money now while you sleep. That's what we're doing with the $100,000 handshake.
And how do they get in touch with you? How do they buy tickets? It's coming up at the end of the month. January 27th and 28th with Steve Hopper and Forbes Riley.
I love that. And Steve's got an amazing story. His first book was called From Prison to Purpose. You're going to want to hear how a guy who got, I think, wrongly incarcerated and spent 7 years in jail turned his life around to become this rock star inspirational speaker.
Wow.
He's my partner. I'll tell you what, if you're down and out or don't think that you can do it for whatever reason, you want to get your butt in this room. Go to www, and I love this number, 100K, 100,000K, Handshake, just 100khandshake.com. You'll see the testimonials of people. I'll tell you what, beyond all the techniques that we have and how I can show you how you can easily make money doing things you didn't even realize were there, the bonus of this is that we also do a little personal transformation on people.
Mm-hmm.
So many people are stuck. You know, I'm in the health and fitness industry. I have a new book, a diet book that's just come out.
It's fabulous.
Well,
I saw it.
Well, you know what? I have all these little theories. Because I don't think that diets ever work, so I redefined the word diet. And I call it decisions I eat today. Imagine if you had no more calorie counting, no more worrying about what you eat. It's a different kind of system, and it works almost every single time. We put people through the 6-week program, and it's beautiful. I don't want people to suffer anymore. I don't want you to suffer with your health. I don't want you to suffer with your wealth. I just want you to be happy.
That's the bottom line.
And when you hear diet, it's always like die. You know, that's what it sounds like. You hear diet. So I like your explanation a lot better.
It is decisions I eat today. I'll tell you what, very fit people make very powerful decisions. Very overweight people make virtually no decisions.
That's
part of the difference. And I'll tell you what, it's more fun than you'd ever imagined. And then, by the way, this book, just to give you a little sample of how I am connected to people, the book is called Eat. It's a journal for what you eat. And for what's eating you. Most of the time, if you've got a weight issue, it's got nothing to do with you not knowing that a brownie is fattening. You're eating it for a different kind of reason. And that's the part of this program. It's in your head that we talk about. I don't think there's any such thing as willpower. I think once you let some of things go and you come to grips with things and you surround yourself with people. By the way, you know, you're kind of the sum, and this is scary for the three of you. You're kind of the sum of the five people you're closest to. That was a joke.
Oh. There we go. Okay.
No, but think about it. If you surround yourself with losers, what's the mentality? What's the conversation? Almost true, if you take the sum of the average of the income of the five people you're closest to, you probably fall in there. So you can hang out with broke people and bitch about the economy, or you can hang out with millionaires. Or dare I say, what if you threw a billionaire in there? How many millionaires do you know? Do you have dinner with? Do you mastermind with? That's what we do in my studio. One of my best friends is Kevin Harrington from Shark Tank. He's one of my partners. He comes to my studio. We do classes. You want to hang out with a shark? You've got one right here in St. Pete. I go down the street to HSN. I'm on a program there. We're seen by 85 million people. Joy Mangano from the movie Joy, she's down there. Iman, Keith Urban, are you hanging out with those people?
Yeah.
No, you're hanging out with your people at the bar wondering why life is just terrible. I'll tell you, if you're the smartest person in the room, go to a different room.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Great.
Isn't that powerful? And
yes.
You know what's so great, Forbes, is that we're mentioning Joy Mangano. I actually had casted for her before all of the stuff that she has promoted, Keith Urban, Randy Jackson. I've casted all of those with a producer over there. But in the meantime, you know, my meeting with you was fabulous. And I don't know if you just received my email today, but I've already set up some major appointments for you with some Hollywood connections. And I'm very excited that these people are going to bring something to the table for you.
Well, I feel blessed. See, now, I'll tell you what. This is my $100,000 handshake in action. So Dawn and I met online. Now, I meet...
Oh, no, we met over at Ingrid's event, remember?
That's true, but you reached out to me online.
I did.
And so, but that's kind of electronic handshake. Now, I get reached out to 500 times a day. Something about the way you wrote the message, the way you... And by the way, when you engage someone, why don't you offer something before you take something? So, or, you know, people say, I've got a new business opportunity for you. No. Forbes, I want to help you. Is there a way I can help you? I'd like to introduce you to somebody. Well, that would get the attention of a celebrity or somebody that you don't know if you can offer them something. Mm-hmm. And I will tell you, it's a very engaging way, because especially if you're trying to get somebody in a different level than you are, and by the way, I'm in the same boat. Mm-hmm. You go up to them and you offer them, how can I, you know, can I offer you this? I would love to put you on my social media. Can I take a photo with you? I have 500,000 fans. In your case, Peter, actually, we're going to hopefully do another show right before Valentine's
Yes.
Day. One of my best friends and mentors, Joe Theismann. Would you like to have Joe call in and talk to us on the show?
Oh, here comes
absolutely,
Peter.
Yes. Joey T, absolutely like to have Joe Theismann on the show. Yes.
All right. Well, you know, I can't guarantee, but I will tell you, one of my best buddies, we did an infomercial together, and he's my mentor. I talk to him almost every week because he's an amazing motivational speaker of all things.
Wow.
And so how do you enroll somebody? You want a mentor? You go up to them and say, look, I know you're probably a little out of my league or whatever, but I'm on the ladder, and I bet you had a moment where somebody helped you up. I would like you to mentor me. Would you consider 3 15-minute phone calls, and I'll set a timer. I only want 15 minutes of your time because I'm on a mission to do X, Y, and Z. And I'll tell you something else that magically happened. People have all kind of limiting beliefs and excuses, and I'm going to tell you, come to 27th and 28th. Come to the handshake. I'm a local. I don't get to do this. It's not expensive at all. It's a very, very low ticket price. And in fact, somebody says, you want to make money? I'll make you an offer right now. If you want to make $50, I can do it like this. If you enroll somebody to my class, I will give you $50. You know, somebody want, I mean, who could use to earn more money? Who could use to get better connected? Who could use to come to Forbes Riley's television studio? You invite them, they come and they register, I'm going to give you $50. I'd like to write you a check for $500. You know 10 people? Bam.
There you go.
So I don't like when people say I don't have money. You don't have money because you choose not to have money.
Mm-hmm.
There's opportunities everywhere. And I'll tell you, the people in my rooms, because we do this every other month or so, they explode. Their businesses explode. They're happier. They're healthier. They overcome these obstacles because everyone else is telling them they can't do it. You're too fat. You're too old. You're too stupid. You didn't go to... Baloney.
That's right.
That is not who you need in your corner.
Well, you are an amazing lady, and we are so excited because on February 8th, we're going to have a Valentine's special show for 2 hours with Forbes Riley. She's going to come to Tan Talk Studios. You're going to be in the studio with us. You can watch her live on tantalk1340.com. And Forbes, I so want to thank you for yesterday. You just, like I said, made a memory maker for me. You are a delightful lady, and God is blessing you in so many other opportunities that you are blessing others. And again, I want to thank you for calling in, and please read your email. I got some good stuff on there for you.
Well, awesome. On February 8th, we're going to be doing a show, and it's Valentine's Day, right? So we're going to do a thing called How to Fall in Love. How to fall in love with yourself, fall in love with your body, fall in love with your friends, fall in love with your work you're doing, how to fall in love, not with just one person, not care of Hallmark. And maybe we'll have a chocolate-covered strawberry, but you know what? We're going to spinge him and work off the calories.
I know. She's got some special guests, too, we're excited about to have, and we'll announce that later.
One more thing. Go to my Facebook or your Facebook, a Facebook fan page. We did a live, Dawn and I. I've gotten hundreds of comments, Dawn. I'll tell you what. They loved you. So if you want to see the two of us be silly and have fun in my studio, either go to Dawn's page or my fan page. Check out this live broadcast. I want to thank you so much. You were the highlight of my day yesterday. You made me laugh and be like a little kid, and I love you for it, Peter. And you guys are a great combination. I can't wait to be back.
Oh, I can't wait, Forbes. And like I said, I love the equipment that you had, even that bicycle that was sitting down, and that was amazing.
Thank you very much. Yeah. I appreciate that.
Definitely piqued my interest, Forbes.
Yes.
All right. Well, I'll bring my spin gym with me, and we'll have fun and get fit and eat chocolate and I don't know.
And she's going to bring all her books and products and everything. She's going to sell them on the show.
All right, you guys. Have a wonderful, blessed night.
Thank you so much, Forbes. God bless. All right.
Bye.
Wow. What a lady. What a power. I called her the electric company.
Some powerful words there and some things to think about. Yes.
It's true. You know, my mother always said to me before we go to our next, you know, our guest here, Deborah, as well as our Collins coming in. I know this hour goes so fast. She said, Dawn, watch your words. They're very powerful. Because when my father passed away, Deborah, she said, I'm 3 years behind you. You know, she almost was 3 years behind him to the day. And she has passed on now. So that's the thing that, you know, which is true. You know, positive words, positive things. And dawn of a new day.
Well, you know, that associative method that is used in acting for remembering your scripts and sides is very useful in life.
Oh, yeah.
And remembering somebody's name by associating it with something that you think of that's positive, is a good way to remember their name. Also, and so now I get, okay, introducing yourself that way is also important. So
right.
It's very cool. She's shared some really good information.
Wasn't that awesome? And we're going to have her here
And it does work. I went into the press box for the Bucks, and I was introducing myself to some people that I knew and some people that I follow, writers and stuff like that. And I said, yeah, hey, you know, I've watched you all my life, and I really look up to you. And I got this, you know, sports talk radio show. It's the only FM sports talk show in the Tampa Bay area. Oh, really? I didn't have any idea. And you catch their attention with that. Of course, I didn't yell at them like I did on the radio here, but, you know, talk to them a little bit. But it does work. Yeah. And my co-host was saying, why do you keep on saying that? And I said, the reason why is they're never going to forget me. They're never going to forget the fact that I said it's the only FM sports talk show in the Tampa Bay area. They're always going to remember that. And I kept on saying that to them. And now I was walking around there a couple of weeks, and everybody's, you know, basically shaking my hand and saying, hello, what's going on? And they knew me by name. So it was pretty cool.
That's awesome. Well, Deborah, I know we have some callers calling in here. Please, you're here. You're actually co-hosting with me. And I thank you for being here. Tell everybody
thank
about
you for having me, Dawn.
You're welcome. So your production company, now what do you teach over there?
Okay. Our production company is called CVF, like Frank, I should say. Like fun.
Right. I like go. That. See, yeah. That? There you go, Forbes. That's for you.
CVFProductions.com for our website. And our studio is located here in Clearwater. And we teach performing arts, and we also do multimedia. Mm-hmm. And people are like, what? You know, but the two actually do work well together, because since mm-hmm. we do a lot of TV shows, TV commercials, television production, and audio production, we're able to link talent with the client. So mm-hmm. if a client wants a jingle for their commercial, we have studio musicians that can do that. If they need actors, models, dancers, singers, we have connections, and hopefully now we'll have more since we're connecting with Dawn Reese.
You know, well, I'm thinking about this, and I want you to think about this as well. Don't give me an answer. I'm not one of putting you on the spot, but I think if I could have a reporter's workshop for kids and teens, I'd like to do something. You know, I don't have a spot right now to hold that, and I need new reporters in the area. I'm hitting the schools. Called Be Cool, Stay in School, and that's how I'm, you know, trying to find out what kids are interested in production and all that good stuff. I'd like to work with you on that. I want to awesome. Go to your song. I know we have callers. Go to that song and tell us about this song.
Okay, it's called Miracle on the Hudson, and I wrote it with my partner, Mark Montalisi, after seeing the event of the plane, the flight, United Flight 1549 that landed on the Hudson on January 15th, 2009.
Did you see the movie?
Yes, I did just see the movie, and also Captain Sullenberg's going to be in town, so we'll tell you about it after the song.
I know. I tried to get in touch for media. I'm like, oh, they said he's not interviewing. I'm like, wait, but what a great movie. I was a flight attendant, so I get this. I get this. Enjoy this music from Deborah, and tell me your last name.
Sosa.
There you go. And we're back, and that's Deborah So-So, right?
So-So.
Mm-hmm. And Deborah, you wrote and created that song yourself?
Yes, I did.
Like Sammy So-So.
Yes. But no relation.
No relation, yes. That's good.
He's Dominican, I'm Puerto Rican and Cuban.
Very true.
But yeah, I was just flabbergasted. I just couldn't peel my eyes away from the TV on that day. I will never forget it. Like I say in the song, no one will forget Flight 1549, the news was good on TV this time. And,
that's right.
You know, we get such bad news, and, you know, it just was a great day, and I just had to write a song about it.
And he's coming here this weekend in St. Petersburg.
Yes, he's going to be at the Mahaffey Theater on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And he has been interviewed on, I think, Great Day Tampa Bay mm-hmm. on WTSP. And I think Tampa Bay Times also wrote an article about him. I'm not sure where else he's appeared, but it's just I wish I can get my song to him. I've posted it on Facebook, and I've tried to reach out to him on Facebook, but haven't gotten the song to him yet. But I just want to give some accolades to the folks that helped me with that song, because I wasn't alone.
Sure.
You know, obviously, I may write the words, but my partner is really big on writing the music. He does mm-hmm. most of the music melodies and all of the tracks for the instruments as well. But mm-hmm. in this case, we re-recorded it with some local musicians. Wes Schaefer was on bass, and David Van Sice was on guitar, and they both also did vocals for us. Mm-hmm. And Boone Hawks was on drums. And, of course, my partner, Mark Montalisi, he plays keyboard and guitar. So, I want to thank them all also for creating that song. And we got close with Warner Brothers, actually, right before the movie came out. Our agent at Encore Agency, they're in Europe.
Okay.
Yeah, in the UK. And she actually was able to help us get it to Warner Brothers. And we heard that they were humming it in the halls of Warner Brothers.
Ah.
But we didn't quite get the contract. I think ultimately Clint Eastwood had a production company that he was working with, and he wanted to write the song. And if you listen to the theme song of the movie, it's more somber. Mm-hmm. I think ours was a little bit too upbeat and told the story. It wasn't really what Sully was about.
Mm-hmm.
Sully was more about, like, the inner workings of the...
I'm here.
of the airlines and the FDA, is it? Is that what it's called? The federal...
FAA?
Yeah.
The Federal Aviation.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, that's what it was about. And so, you know, it really, I don't think our song quite fit the theme of that movie, mm-hmm. but we got close.
A great movie. I will tell you, Tom Hanks played an amazing actor in that. He is an amazing actor and played that part very, very well. So close to the whole entire, you know, real happening on January 15th.
I think it was a part of the story that we didn't know, so it was cool that way. But the movie, I heard, hasn't done so well. So,
okay. Well, you know, it's coming out. So maybe out on the 15th and people will see it. You know, it's
No. The movie's already out.
At Redbox, yeah. I mean,
yes, it's been out. But Captain Sully will be here in St. Petersburg on the 15th.
That's right, the same day.
He didn't realize that was the anniversary? Initially, according to what I read.
Right.
He didn't realize he was booking the same date as the anniversary of the event.
Wow. So he'll be here. If you want to go see him, we're excited about that. Now, also, Deborah, now, can people also, with your production company, do you have a recording studio there as well?
Yes.
So you help people record?
Yes, we help people record. We have rehearsal space. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just an all-around multimedia studio. We even work on websites, but...
Okay. Now, you also have, tell us about your acting range as well, like for the acting classes, what ages?
Well, we teach everywhere from 6 years on up. Mm-hmm. You know, our acting classes are, you know, we kind of separate them out, beginner, intermediate, and advanced when we have enough students, otherwise we'll combine them. But we also have acting for TV and film. We have improv. We have musical theater.
That is so great. And you're right here. Give everybody your address.
We are at 2650 Enterprise Road, which is one block west of US 19, across from the Countryside Mall, right behind Lowe's.
Right there. Mm-hmm. I can't wait. Can I come over and do like a video and show everybody?
Please do.
I would love to do that this week. That was so cool. We're super excited to have you here. Now, you know, I have this amazing gal on the phone. You know, sometimes I scroll through Facebook and I'll go, oh, what a talent. What a gem. And I've got this amazing gal that is actually on a set right now in South Florida, or maybe at Fort Myers area. And Peter, is Denisha on?
She is, and we also have Miss Florida Diva herself.
Oh, wonderful. Let's put Yvonne on real quick, our Miss Florida Diva. She is on the road right now. Yvonne, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Yay, we miss you. I keep looking over at your chair.
I'm sorry. I was at a fabulous birthday party. My daughter-in-law's mother was 99 years old today.
Wow. Ooh. What's her secret?
Oh, I guess good diet, good living, good thinking, the whole everything. She was dancing and everything.
Fabulous. Well, Yvonne, have you been listening to the show while you're traveling?
It's some of it. I heard the song just now.
Yes, she's right here. That's Deborah.
Hi, Yvonne.
Hey, hi, Deborah. How you doing?
Good. I love that your mom dances. Dancing and music in itself just keeps us young.
It does.
Yes, 99 years old. She was fabulous. To see something like that was so fabulous. All her children, her grandchildren, her great-grandchildren. There were so many people there. Oh, it's unbelievable.
Oh, God bless her.
Well, Yvonne, me and you are going to go check out her production office here. We're super excited. You know, Yvonne is an acting coach. She came out of Broadway as well. And I want her to meet you. And she wanted to find a place to teach in. I think we found one, Yvonne.
Oh, really?
She's right here.
I am looking for another acting coach, actually. You know, it's funny. I have been here, I guess, now 8-9 years. Mm-hmm. And I really don't know enough people because I work so hard. I'm in that studio all the time. I wear a lot of hats. I do the sales for the TV commercials, and mm-hmm. I'm also the acting coach, the dance teacher, and, you know,
everything.
You know how it is when you're running your own business. So, you know, I really don't get enough time to meet everybody, so I would love to meet you guys, you know, for you to come to our studio.
For sure. Like, the sooner the better, because, you know, I'm back in the schools. And I'm going to talk to, you know, the kids about staying in school, but also the career of the entertainment industry. So,
yes.
Which is great. You know, if you're driving, you go, wow, our school, my daughter or son's school has a production company. You know, they do. All these schools have this now. And I'd like
good.
To come in, and I'm working on some other ones, but I'd like to work with you and help promote your business as well. I got
thank
some
you.
Really, really great ideas that I know it was meant to be. Like when I met
right.
Forbes and I said, this is a Hollywood connection, and we're like, no, this is a God connection. You know,
beautiful. Mm-hmm.
That was amazing. So, Yvonne, hold on, because I have a special guest for everybody. Denisha, let's get over to you real quick. Are you there?
Yes.
Wow. This little superstar. Now, I have a gentleman named Shai Figaro. He's a top designer. I'm going to see if he's going to call in as well. But you were just on Harry Connick Jr.'s show.
Yes, I was. I was on there for my clothing line called Albanized Design.
And how old are you?
I'm 9 years old.
Nine years old.
Oh, my God. That's wonderful.
So you are 9 years old and you have your own designing line. What do you want to do with your line of clothing? Where do you want to go?
Well, I really want to see my clothes on different television stars, different TV shows and movies, and I really want to see my clothes in some top line stores, like maybe Macy's or H&M or any store that is very big time that I shop at.
How about we introduce her to Forbes for Home Shopping Network?
Yeah.
What is different about your clothing?
Well, right now, me and my twin sister have our blazers line. We actually did a photo shoot in, I think, November with our blazers. And so now we post some of our blazers on different sites so that, like Facebook and stuff, so that other people can buy it. And we actually just sold, I think, 3 for Christmas.
Aww.
Actually, it's been so cold down here. We could all use blazers.
Yeah,
I'm telling you.
Yeah. Definitely.
So where can they see your clothing line?
Instagram. Almanized Designs is Instagram. Also, Deschanel is Instagram, and Twitter is Almanized Designs. Facebook is Station Nelson.
Okay, I have a surprise for you. I have a gentleman that's about to call in. I said now to call in. Mm-hmm. His name is Shai Figaro. He's a designer. Have you ever talked to any top designers?
No, I haven't.
Well, guess what? As soon as he gets on the phone with us, what is your question that you want to ask him?
How to get my clothes in store.
Ooh, good question. Mm-hmm. Very good question. Okay, I think that's Shy Figaro. So www.shy, S-H-Y, Figaro, F-I-G-A-R-O.com is on the line with us. Hello, Shy.
Hello. How you doing?
Fabulous. First, you want to talk about your event coming up in South Florida on Sunday.
Oh, yes, indeed. We are having the kickoff party, first release party for the 22nd annual Palm Beach International Film Festival. And we're going to have some amazing models. Some of them will be wearing the Figaro Couture. And it's kind of a preview of the actual film festival in, I believe, in March.
Wow.
And I would love everybody to come and, you know, just come and take a picture with us and have fun. And, you know, there will be a lot of hors d'oeuvres. It's going to be a fun day.
Shy, I love your T-shirts. You know, I've worn them. People go, are you Shy? I went, no, my name is Dawn. S-H-Y with the sparkles. I love it. I got to get another one. In the meantime, I've got a top little designer. She was just on Harry Connick Jr. She's amazing. She's got a clothing line. She's got a seamstress. She's got everybody on board to help her. If you watch the videos that I put up. 9 years old. And Shy, she wants to ask you a question. She's on the air with us.
Sounds good. Go ahead.
Denisha, ask Shy a question.
Denisha, hi. I wanted to ask you, how do I get my clothes in stores and how do I make people see my clothes?
If I hear perfectly, you said how do you get your clothes into stores and how you to get it out there. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Well, number one, I want to congratulate you at that age, and you already have a big dream, and you're working at it, so that's amazing.
Thank you. I wish I had it when
I was your age. But the best way to get your clothes out there is to try to get as many people to see it. And the first thing you can do is, of course, you be the first person to wear your own collection. Wear your clothes, have your friend wear it. From there, you kind of get your name slowly but surely out there. And as people know who you are, first, you can have your mom or your dad, your parents, to get somebody like an agent. Okay? You can have you can hire an agent, and the agent would be the one go out there and get your collection into boutiques, what have you. But that doesn't mean if you don't have an agent, you cannot do it yourself. Don't be afraid. Get yourself something called lookbook, a lookbook that's going to showcase all your collection, what you've done and what's coming up. And from the lookbook, you can, of course, make it very professional. And don't be afraid to go and knock doors and see what boutiques that kind of carry the same style of clothes that you are making, and talk to the owner and ask them if they can take a chance of carry a few pieces of yours. That's one way you can do it. And, of course, I mean, the way is so broad. Other ways I can tell you, of course, is to go to trade shows sometime. When you go to trade shows, you can, again, showcase your collection to boutiques. So now instead of you go to them, they come to you. So if you go to trade shows, you get to meet with them physically and talk to them and show them your work and show them your pieces. So that's how you get your clothes out there.
Well, excellent advice.
Isn't that great? Now, Shy, can I hook the two of you up with her mom as well on Facebook?
Of course.
Awesome. Well, Shy, I want to thank you so much for calling in. We're super excited. I told Forbes a little bit about you as well, Forbes Riley. And so we're going to have a conference call with you and her shortly. And with Denisha. Yeah, with Denisha, I mean, 9 years old. She was just on Harry Connick Jr., and she's been on the Good Morning, I think, Philadelphia. And and now, I have a question. Did you get on Harry Connick by yourself? Did he find you, or did you write him?
We wrote him.
Okay, so that's cool. You know, thousands of people and letters that get through. Yours was a gold-winning ticket, so that's amazing. You know.
Thank you.
Well, tell your mom I said hello, and I know you're on a movie set right now, or you're doing some filming?
Yes, I am. I have a question.
Sure.
I do 10 different fashion shows in 4 different states, but what is a trade show?
Okay, we're going to talk about that, Shy. We're going to get that a whole other entity for a 9-year-old. You want to give her a little synopsis real quick?
No.
You there?
Yeah, go ahead. What was the question?
She wanted to know what a trade show was. She's 9 years old.
Okay, a trade show, it's a public show. Normally, they cater to our vendors, anybody in the specific industry, for example, fashion. And with fashion, you have designers, you have vendors, you have buyers, you have all that. And one of the biggest trade shows that I normally go to, it happened twice a year. But, of course, they're all over the United States. But the one that I can tell you about is Magic Show. It's in Vegas. It's twice a year. And after Magic, we have Surf Expo in Orlando. We have, if you send me an email, I'll be more than happy to give you a whole list of those trade shows. So the trade shows, what you do, you call them up. You can go as a buyer, or you can go as a vendor. So if you go as a vendor, you will rent a space, get a booth, and that's where you go and expose all your product, all your clothing, all your samples. You put them there. And then all the buyers from all over the world can go and see what you are carrying. And from there, you can tell them about yourself. And sometimes they can place an order right there and then. And believe it or not, some order can be so large where you sit for a long time.
Wow.
So the show pretty much is a place where all people get together and then preview what products coming out in the near future.
Well, Shai, I'm going to hook the two of you up. That's another Hollywood connection.
Yeah.
That's what my show. Yes.
Dawn, I was about to ask a question. Does
yes.
she have models?
The Nation.
Model?
She has a twin sister.
Yes, I do.
And she's a model.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I do have models.
Oh.
That's amazing. That's awesome.
That is amazing.
Well, Shai and Denisha, we want to thank you for calling in. Shai, we're going to get over there, a reporter for your event on Sunday. I want you to stay tuned and just listen to this another song Deborah's going to play. You can just stay with us for a minute. What song are we playing next?
It's called I Found My Way Back Home, and I just want to give all the women out there who are in a relationship that's not that healthy and struggling some encouragement through
right.
this song.
Peter, are we ready? We'll be right back. Yvonne, we'll be right back. Denisha, hold on. All right. I think she was asking another.
After all these years spent in your prison, now my time for freedom has come. After all the nights
week. It is 7:55. Debbie, that is an amazing song. It's beautiful, and it's helping people around the world. And stay tuned here. I know we have 5 minutes. It's going so fast. And we have a VIP guest, I guess, on the line as well from the Shirelles.
We got Ellen on the line.
Oh, okay.
Hello.
Hi, Ellen. We have about a minute. Ellen. Real quick minute. Tell us about your event.
Thank you. It's Ellen from the Backstreet Show. And we have an upcoming event. It's the Flamingo Water Park Resort in Kissimmee, Florida, which is being held on February the 4th, 6 p.m. in the form of a fashion show. It's a fun thing for getting used to have your and it, we have about 100 models, and we have 11 designers, and I know Dawn Reese will be there doing red carpet interviews.
I have a 9-year-old for you. She's a designer. She was on, so I'm going to connect you with her as well. And
cool.
Real quick, and I also have Deborah has, do you want to say something, Deborah? Say hi.
Hi, Deborah.
Hi, how are you?
She's got a production office here and studio for acting. So stay on the line. We have 3 minutes. I just want to introduce you are?
Jordan.
And you're going to have a show coming up soon with your dad, or your dad is having one?
Yeah.
And how old are you?
I'm 13.
And are you ever interested? I grabbed her from the other studio here, and I said, who are you? Are you here for me? She goes, no. But are you interested in acting, modeling, commercials?
Yeah.
Ooh, do you have an agent?
No, not really, but my dad could be mine.
Okay, well, I got this lady to connect you with. She's got some acting classes, some great things, and, you know.
Yeah, we're launching a talent agency, so.
Ooh, yeah, she's got some exciting things. So you are gorgeous, a gorgeous gal in the studio. I want to talk to you afterwards and just say hi to everybody.
Hi.
Okay, so I found a new reporter, beauty queen, I think. I know Dad's like going, oh, boy. I grabbed her from the audience here.
Cha-ching!
Cha-ching, there we go. And do you want to interview celebrities and film directors?
Yeah.
Okay, there we go. Excited. Okay, so we have Ellen on the phone. We have Deborah in the house. We played her amazing song. We're going to play her other song, actually, the one we just played next week again.
Oh, cool.
Okay, so we're going to give you more exposure on that. I also want to run a commercial for your business.
Okay.
I want to talk to you. I want to work with you. I got some really great things sitting here talking to you about, and my heart is going, oh, my gosh.
Sounds good, Dawn.
Thank you so much. And then, Peter, anybody else on the phone? I know we had a VIP Vegas.
No more. No more people.
Okay, so Carrie Brown.
I'll tell you what, Dawn, I just want to say real quick, thanks for letting me find
out. Oh, thank you, Ellen. I know. You've been just a delight. And I know it goes so fast, and you know, we'll see you soon at the Martin Luther King Parade. I know that commercial we've been playing all week. We're going to be there next week as well.
The children's January the 21st.
That's right. And Ellen, somehow you're cutting out on your, I don't know what's happening, but we have 1 minute here. Deborah, any last words that you'd like to say?
Well, I just wanted to let everyone know, if you want to find the music, it's on iTunes, Amazon.com, it's on YouTube. Just look under Luminescence, which is the name of our band. That's spelled Lumin-Essence. And the name of the album is First Flight. And we have about 13 songs on there.
We'll have to figure it out how to get over to Sully over there. I already got an email from their company.
Sounds good.
I'll have to forward it over and say this is for him and try to get him on the air with us. Okay, for
Sounds
him.
Great.
Also, Little Miss, you are?
Jordan.
And how old are you?
13.
13 years old. We'll see what happens here. Be discovered. I'm Dawn Reese, HollywoodConnections.biz. I hope you enjoyed the show with Forbes Riley. Film directors Andrew is with Gift of the Heart. We didn't get him on this time. He's got, oh my God, John Schneider. I'm trying to think, for the Dukes of Hazzard, he's got so many stars on his show. Bye, everybody.
Bye.